You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Juggo Juice,
Doofy Parker,
Flaming Face Off,
Cruising Sausage.
Hey, I love sausage. I mean cruising.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Oh.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Guest.
Mr. Rob Guest.
That is me. What is going on? Not much. It's like end of July. You know, just summertime. Yeah. It's, what are these, the dog days of summer, they call it?
I'm unfamiliar the dog days of summer because I'm always working usually.
Yeah. We did have that one day where there was absolutely no sports on the calendar. There's one day in July every year right after the baseball All-Star break where there is no NFL, no NBA, no NHL, no baseball, and no CFL. Like, there's nothing. It's crickets. And it's in the middle of the week, so there's no tennis, golf, whatever. Like, it's nothing.
It's a one day where
it's literally one day a year, yeah.
Yeah, where everybody complains about, like, sports.
Yes.
You know, and they're like, it's the one day where they can kind of decompress.
Yeah, that's all you get. Because, well, for us, come October, we're in gravy. We're in baseball playoffs. We've got hockey starting up. NBA starts up. NFL's in full swing. Like, we're just, like, knee deep in.
I would like to correct you on that and let you know that I am always in gravy. And if not externally in poutine. Internally.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Please continue.
Yes. So other than that, we don't got too much on tap today. I want to give my good buddy Dan Tompkins, we went to high school together, and he was give us a shout out on Facebook. He's like, hey, I'm listening to an old pal. And he like had a screenshot of him listening to our show.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So that's kind of cool. It's neat when, you know, in the show reaches people. It's like, oh, wow, I haven't talked to them in a while. So Dan, hey, how you doing? Email me. We'll get together.
My brother is listening to the show, but he started, you know, when you open iTunes and it starts downloading your episodes?
Yes.
Right? And you don't pay attention to where you were. Well, it starts like top down.
Okay.
So I started downloading episodes and he was working at his desk and then he looked up and he didn't know what episode he was on when he first started downloading the new episodes.
Right.
So now he's listening to them backwards up until the point where he's like, I heard this.
We're like we're like Benjamin Button there. We're de-aging.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Other than that, last week, you told me after the show your monkey story. That was courtesy of Mr. Rob Wade, our UK correspondent.
Yes, yeah. I forgot to mention it last week. So the monkey selfie story from last week was sent to me by Rob Wade. I forgot to mention it on the show.
And you know, it's very cool, too, because he didn't send it to me. So he subverted me. Like, it's like he knows that I don't know the stories before we go on. So it's kind of cool that he just went right to the source.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. And like, normally, I don't get too many solicited stories. I probably would have found it on my own, but he got it to me ahead of time because it was an English story, too.
Yeah,
like, even though it was being sued in the U.S., he was I think he was a British person that was being sued. So, yeah, he sent it to me. It was great, you know. Awesome. I've had a couple of stories sent to me.
And you know what? And also, too, I remember there's the odd time where I'll see something on my desktop and I'll be like, oh, I'll just pass that along to Roman, see if he likes it. I remember I passed you along something. He goes, are you sure this is true? I'm like, you fucking fact check this shit? I'm like,
of course.
My God.
Yeah, I've been burned, I think, on two stories. I know one for sure was turned out to be fake, and then there was a second one, which I'm still verifying, but for the most part, yeah, I try to fact-check these stories because there's a lot of people who like to troll out there, and they put out fake stories, and the news media's, since they fired all the real reporters, they don't verify anything, you know, so it's good to get two and three sources. Like, I saw one that said, this person died, And then I looked through everywhere else and nobody's mentioning it.
Yeah, like, exactly.
They did.
And also, too, it's not like, not to get on a soapbox here, but I mean, especially like the news media, like I know we're losing our print media, which we should really support more, or at least in a different fashion for whatever it is, to have these real on the hitting the pavement reporters, because there's too many people that, like, even when any event happens, you turn on CNN, what do they do? Speculate. It's like, no, speculation is not journalism, people.
Yeah.
It's fear-mongering. Please fucking stop it.
Yeah, and I don't buy into the whole fake news bullshit. I think they're doing, you know, there's reporting and all that, but it's the thing I don't like is that not everything is breaking fucking news.
Yeah, exactly. Breaking news. Of course, it's all breaking now because we all find out about this crap. Like,
it's the same story they've been talking about for 12 hours. And then, like, you know, they do the whole, like, splash screen. They're like, breaking news. We're talking about blah, 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 blah. And you're like, you've been talking about that for fucking 12 hours. Mm. It's no longer breaking news. Mm-hmm. And actually, you've been talking about this for a month. Still not breaking news.
Yes.
The first time you reported, the first few hours, breaking news.
Yeah, and exactly. And of course, we're not a news show because there's been a ton of crap this week. What was Sean Spicer, Trump's press secretary resigned. Yeah. O.J. Simpson was paroled. Like, there's a ton of crap we could get into, but we don't. Yeah. Anyway, we get into the good stuff.
Yeah, we don't pick sides. We're just here for the comedy. We're just here to have some fun.
Yes, yes. And that's what we – there's a lot of shows out there, and all the power to them. Like, there are some shows on my phone that I listen to just for those stories. But, you know, we realize people come here and, like, they don't want to hear our political opinions or what the hell's going on in the headlines. Yeah. I mean, they want
– Yeah, if you do, that's going to be a different show.
Yeah,
it's not
going to
be this show. This is not the show for that.
We still do headlines, just
– Yeah, exactly. You know, but as long as it's relevant and funny, other than that.
Yeah. What else we got going on? I want to give a shout out to Fear Innes. I listened to the recent, I think it was episode 104 of the Fear Cast, and it was his tribute to the Linkin Park lead singer that passed away this week.
Yep.
And it was pretty cool because it was obviously we know he was a suicide, so. It was kind of like one of those things where he put away the dick and fart jokes like we have in common with him. You know what I mean? And they got serious for a bit. But it was very called for and very needed, I think. You know, it's sometimes type of a sober note and look back on the stuff. But yeah, so it's just one of those things. It seems to be happening all the time. But, you know, hey, I'm going to repeat his sentiment and say, if there's anybody out there that's having dark thoughts, you know, reach out. Everybody's online. Reach out to one of our shows.
Chester Bennington?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a shame, too, because I still listen to Linkin Park music.
Yeah, of course.
It's still it's on my player when I go to work out. It's on there. You know, I got three songs that I always listen to.
Right.
So, you know, just it's too bad, man.
Yeah. And, like, hey, like I said, if you're having dark thoughts, and I said this last year when I lost my my good friend Julie, I say, hey, Even reach out to us on social media. Do whatever. Like, I mean, you're never, ever, ever, ever alone. And I know the darkest times seem the darkest, but believe me, there's always somebody out there. So,
yeah, exactly. And it's possible. It's not even your fault. It could be medical or chemical or something. You don't know.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
Yep.
So just know.
If you're plugged into our ears, I know, give us a tweet. I'll talk to you. Like, no problem. Like, we're always looking for new friends.
Yeah.
But we are Canadian, though. You might get a little tired of. So, what are you doing about this weekend? You
know, yeah. So, how's your mom?
How's your mom? double. Hang on.
Yeah.
Fucking right on, eh? Anyway, okay, so on all those serious notes, anything new this week? Anything new, different, exciting?
Yeah, we celebrated my youngest brother's 40th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, and he still looks like he's 23.
Yeah, of course.
You know, a little run to the family. But yeah, so it was one of those things that I remember when my aunt went through it, and I think – I don't know if I remember my mom, but I remember my aunt when she went through it. Well, they always, especially up north, they always put that –
Why is your brother going through the change? Is he getting hot flashes and stuff now?
Soon he will, man.
No, that's the other brother, your oldest brother.
No, the Peter stops working and you got to start getting the meds.
Yeah.
No, what they do is, you know, back home, they always put the newspaper article that always says, Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40.
Yes. If you're from where we're from, yeah, that's going to happen to you, yeah.
Yeah, so now that the newspaper, like we're saying, the print is not out there as much, and not as many people are subscribing, even though up north they are.
Yes, of course.
And, you know, down here, down south here, well, down southern Ontario, we it's a little less than that. So now it's all on Facebook.
Yes, of course.
You know, so now you have to add a big picture that says, "Lord, Lord, look who's 40. And then you start adding all the yeah. photos. But anyways, it was fun. We had my family, my parents, all the brothers. I think it was the first time all the brothers, all four of us, were together, like, since, like, I think it was a few Christmases ago. Oh, and, wow. But actually got to sit down and just shoot the shit and talk and joke around. And it was fun, man. It was a good time. And, you know, you got to see all the you know, the friends and family and that. So, yeah, I had a great time.
Awesome.
I'm glad they didn't do that for my 40th.
Why? you roll a tear now.
Yeah, no, I think I spent all my birthdays the same way. So, you know, with my favorite person.
Oh.
Me.
Oh, there you go. A little menage a moi.
Menage a moi.
Put on some Sting, light a candle.
Yeah.
Get the scented lube. Scream if you want to, but it's my birthday.
It smells like pine. No, wait, this is actually pine saw. Ow!
Oh, well. Can't stop now.
Feel the burn.
Yes. You know how long it's taken me to work this up? I ain't wasting this one.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. I'm not one of those. I don't know. When my birthday comes and goes, usually I don't. Some people book off work. They do, like, I go to work and I don't mention anything. And, you know, until somebody, a mutual friend of a friend of a friend who might have seen it on Facebook or heard it on here, it's like, oh my God, is your birthday? Yeah. Well, why didn't you say something? I'm like, why? Why would I?
It's my birthday, okay?
Yeah.
Do something for me, okay?
Do something.
Somebody get this. Did you miss a special bus, sir, or something? Can we help you? Are you okay? It's my birthday, okay? It's
my birthday.
It's my birthday.
So, well, either okay. way, welcome to your 40s, to your brother, Nick.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. He was dreading it because he's always, of course, he's the youngest, right?
Yep.
So no matter how old we got, he would always be like, well, I'll always be younger.
Yeah. Now you're right? All in their 40s.
Yeah. I said, you know, when I was 4 years old, you know, when I was five and you were one, you know, I was, you know, so much older. I was 4 years older than you, yeah. Like five times your age.
Just it, like you're finishing high school. He's entering high school. Like it's one of those, it's leaps and bounds when you're younger. But now... Right. Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
So now and then I was like, okay, when I was 10, you were 6, okay, like I was only 40% older than you. And then yeah. when I'm 20 years, you know, and as we got older, I would keep bringing the fraction down.
Yeah, yeah.
Mathematically, it gets closer and closer. And I said, you know, I said, you're catching up to me. He says, yeah, but I'll never pass you. And I said, the way I live my life, you're going to pass me.
Yeah. I'm one good stairwell. I'm a good stairwell away from you making that mark.
That's right. And when you pass me, then I win.
Winning?
And he's looking at me like, are you out of your goddamn mind?
Yeah, well, you got to take the victories, right?
I'll take them where I can get them.
Awesome. So if that's it, then we should do you have any headlines this week we should hop into?
Yeah, I got a couple of headlines. Let's see here. Well, let's talk about we brought this subject up before, and it was about Rick and Morty,
yes.
Right? So the creator, one of the creators of the show, Justin Roiland, said that, you know, like in the show he had Rick say how much he wanted the Szechuan sauce, dipping sauce from McDonald's that they had out during the Mulan promotion back in whatever it was, 1998 or whatever
long time,
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1998.
20 years ago now, yeah, almost.
Yeah. So he put that on the show, and then all the fans picked it up. They started sending petitions, and then one of the chefs from McDonald's said, well, we'll see what we can do. So they took that as a positive. Well, lo and behold, McDonald's is giving Rick and Morty creator a jug of Szechuan sauce.
Yay!
Yeah. Again, as they say, this must be what fame tastes like. His two decade dream is going to be coming true. They decided that they were going to, because the promotion, of course, as we said, ran in 1998 for Disney. And at a Comic-Con panel, he brought it up again, saying that they asked him, they said, any news from McDonald's? And he said, they promised him a jug of the stuff and they're going to record themselves. They said they were going to include and also include any disappointing reactions.
Oh, okay.
So, like, so if in his mind he thinks it's the greatest thing, but he forgot what it actually tasted like, and he's romanticizing, he's going to record it if he thinks it sucks, and he's going to show everybody.
Yeah, but is this sauce 20 years old?
No.
Like, he's got to be careful here.
We found some in a back closet.
Yeah. Hey, it's McDonald's. I would not.
Well, technically, it's sweet and sour sauce, but it's been sitting so long. Technically.
Well, okay. I was just doing a quick look into here, and there's a person with a packet. You know how the sauces they come with the nuggets are like a little plastic dish with a little peel off tinfoil at top.
Yep.
Mulan Szechuan teriyaki dipping sauce. They're selling it for $199 US on eBay.
No. But
for charity, they say.
Okay. Yeah, right. Well, there were rumors that during the 2010 Winter Olympics that they had brought the sauce back in Canada, right? And then Vancouver had the Olympics in 2010.
Right.
So he got on the phone at that time and started calling all the McDonald's outlets in Vancouver, going like, "Hey, man, do you have any?" Because I saw him do the interview. He's like, "Do you have any Szechuan sauce?" And they're like, "What?" And apparently it was just like somebody was trolling him or something. It was just – it wasn't true at all. So anyways, McDonald said, yes, we're going to give him a jug and he's gonna record it. And finally, they said that they understand why people – McDonald said they understand why fans are so enthusiastic of it because their food is so good. It's worth waiting 9 seasons or 97 years for, which is what he says in the show. So yeah. So then that's going to happen, man.
There's nothing that's close. Like, okay, I get it. Like, I went to my local Zayers grocery store, and I saw on the rack, and I did pick it up. It was Big Mac sauce. But it wasn't, like, near Big Mac sauce. It wasn't, like, burger sauce. Like, you know how they have the one arch, and it's McDowell's? And so, I mean, it was actual McDonald's. You can buy Big Mac sauce, and you can buy chicken burger sauce or whatever, McChicken sauce.
Really? And the flavor of fish?
And they're filet of fish tartar sauce, like, you mean, so
that's, yeah, I mean, of course they're gonna make money like that. We all know what it is anyways. It's Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah, of course, but it's not the same. Like, you try to make it at home, and then, but I've tried this. I bought a little bottle, I fell for it, I'm like, oh, and like, oh my god, I got Big Mac sauce.
It's
like,
close. They add a few additives just to kind of, like, you know, make it a little bit different, but yeah. Okay, well, I don't give a fuck about Szechuan sauce, but
you don't.
Well, if it comes out again, probably won't buy it.
You know what? I'm not that I frequent McDonald's every day, of course. But if I was happen to be in one of those rush days and it's a weekend and I'll just grab a quick bite and I walk up and I'm in line and I see the Szechuan peanut sauce, whatever it is, Szechuan, Mulan sauce, I'm trying it for sure. Like, guaranteed. I have to now.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, so let's move on to the next story.
All right.
Come on, where's our favorite place?
Florida.
Okay, since you want a Florida story.
I don't want one.
The decision's been made. Mystery meat crashes on a Florida family roof.
What? Like meat? Just a hailstorm of meat?
Yeah, like somebody threw a bunch of meat. Frozen meat in the air somehow and started landing on this family's roof, this family's house, around their house. So
Okay, so
a South Florida family was left scratching their heads after recently waking up, hearing a loud thud to discover packages of frozen Italian sausages landed on the roof. It was like thunder, and it awakened me out of my sleep, the guy said to the Florida News. So they woke up Saturday morning after hearing a loud noise. They went outside to investigate, and that's when they made the unusual discovery. They found two packages of sausage in the front yard, and they were like, well, let's go look on the roof. Maybe there's more. And they went on the roof, and there was more on the roof.
Yeah,
they did find more. There were 3 more packages of meat on top of the roof. In total, they found 15 pounds worth of frozen Italian sausage on their property.
What the hell? Like,
you know, every time this stuff happens, I always picture Tom Cruise in a plane fighting with a guy. And, you know, and the back door is open, and then one of the boxes that were in the plane falls out, and it just happens to be containing meat.
Yes, or like, what was that movie? Air Force One, Harrison Ford. Get off my plane, meat and sausage. Like,
he goes, what was crazy? He says they called the company itself, and they said they had nothing to do with the flying meat. You know, can you imagine? As God is my witness, I thought frozen sausages could fly.
Yeah, but I don't understand how it would get there. Like a cargo plane? Like obviously it came from a plane. Like
well, that's what they said. They said as far as they can figure, the only way that they figure it was a plane. It fell out of a plane somehow. But that's because everybody thinks that, right? You don't think that maybe some
drone?
Some crazy hawk or some crazy eagle grabbed the case and dropped a few along the way. Like you don't know, right? Because you didn't go to your neighbor's house and go, did you get any meat show up at your house lately? Hey, what are you talking about, my wife? Huh? What are you doing, huh? Talking about the mailman? Are you a fucking asshole? I'm going to get my gun.
Well, okay. Did they find the explanation? They went to the company?
No, they have no idea. They went to the company and said, it wasn't us. And they said that, they said, what are you going to do with the meat? They said, well, we're fucking eating it. It's frozen.
What do they think? Is it like Jesus meat? Like it just came from from the sky? Like, hallelujah?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, maybe he's upgraded from fish. You don't know. Well,
I'm pretty sure it's not Jesus meat.
Yeah, they're like, we'd really like to know what happened. It's kind of like that CSI... Las Vegas case from way back when there, the TV episode where they found a guy in scuba gear in the middle of the desert in one of the trees.
Right.
Right? And they're like, how did he get here?
Oh, yes. And they found it was a plane that was one of those...
The water bombers there because of the fires and all that, and they just scooped the guy up.
Yes.
But actually, in the end, it turned out that's not what it was. Somebody had posed him there to make it look like it.
CSI. Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking. It could be some sort of bird or animal that was fucking flying... Well, I don't know animals that fly other than birds. But dinosaurs.
Birds. Pterodactyls.
Pterodactyls, right? Easily been a bird carrying a freaking case. Like, those eagles are massive. They got a 6-foot wingspan.
Yeah, but
they could have easily picked up a small case and dropped some along the way. Yes, more than likely it's Tom Cruise in a plane fighting a bad guy.
Yeah.
And then accidentally knocking the box out the window.
I just can't see it. Like, I can't see him, like... Like a bird just, oh, wait, no, that's an IKEA box. No, that's a box from Walmart. That's obviously a Star Wars figure. And look at that, says sausage. Like, I can't see, I understand they can smell it probably, but I just.
Well, yeah, and what if it was like, a Tommy Boy situation where it's like there's some idiot and his dad. And his dad's like, stop eating fucking sausages on my plane, you stupid kid. You know, and he just chucks it out the window. You know, nearly sucks himself out at the same time.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I just, I don't know, man. I don't know how it, I don't know. I have no explanation. Like, there's no reasonable explanation for this.
No. You're like, don't eat airplane meat. it's frozen, man.
Well, yeah, but still, if it falls from the sky, like,
it's hermetically sealed, wrapped in plastic, and frozen.
I don't give a shit. I got a sealer in my kitchen.
The company, and like, you're looking at it going, like, this is, it's legit. They were like, one day they're like, the kid was sitting there eating his mom's casserole, and he's like, please, God, send me some hot dogs.
Yeah, no. It's just, okay, you know what I'm going to do now? You know, I'm going to thaw out a nice roast. I'm going to insert my junk into it repeatedly. And then I'm going to seal it back up and freeze it and stamp it with the food thing. Chris, not going to give me, like, and then I'm just going to fling it over your fence and be like, oh, my God. Look at this. Nice.
Hey, man. Rob, thanks for the spicy ham.
Look at this. Yes.
He's like, that ham wasn't spicy. Yes, it was.
It's porchetta. Oh, it is now. okay. Well, I don't eat meat you don't know where it's from.
Like, don't listen to Rob. Free meat is free meat, people.
Okay. Well, there you go. We're split. We're split.
Okay. I'm not eating fucking frozen meat from this guy, but somebody might.
Yeah. Next week in memoriam, Roman LeBeau ate some fallen meat, and now it's no longer the Roman podcast. It's just a blank podcast.
or it's just like next week, Roman LeBeau is fine. Moving on.
Probably not. No, don't eat meat.
Okay, man. So, and you know, there's all kinds of this type of. self-protection for women. They have mace, mm-hmm. right? And they have, you can go to the extremes and they
tasers
have
tasers and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in China, let me give you an example. You know when you used to get the, you used to grab the lighters and you could crank up how big the flame was?
Yes.
And then you could bypass the little plus minus sign and just crank the thing and it would give you like a 6-inch flame?
Yes.
Well, imagine that on a grander scale. Anti-pervert flamethrower for sale in China. A flamethrower that can hurl a stream of fire a meter long.
Oh, nice.
Is being marketed in China. So for those who don't know what a meter is, it's 3 feet.
Yes.
Right. So to, for help Chinese women fend off unwanted advances. That's a little extreme. How you doing?
I don't know.
Never mind.
If you ever had any unwanted advances, like, I mean, this is just coming from you. Like, why wouldn't you want an advance? Like,
you got to see this thing. It is crazy, man. Oh. So they market it as a must-have anti-pervert weapon that can be discreetly carried in a woman's handbag. Some of them are shaped like cigarette lighters. Some of them look like a small lipstick. Others look like a giant lipstick. they said they can flame while others, like they said, some emit small flames. Others can go up to 50 centimeters, right? Which is that's a foot and a half.
Yeah.
With temperatures of up to 1,800 degrees Celsius, 3,300 degrees Fahrenheit.
Jeez.
Right? That's not a flame. It's a face melter.
Well, yeah, it's like a butane then. Like it's a
it's a very powerful butane torch, and they sell between 10 and 30 pounds on an e-commerce site. And one vendor actually boasted that it will even scald or disfigure an attacker. So you know, happy trails.
First of all, if there's anybody out there attacking women, then yeah, you deserve this. Like I don't feel bad for you, buddy. Like sorry, get burnt. Good, fuck you. You mean?
Like, yeah, and it's like that. I get that for guns. I get, you know, especially like our friends in the U.S., like a lot of them have open carry in different places or they carry concealed, and you try to mess around with somebody and you get shot. You know what? You had that coming.
If a woman's feeling threatened, then fuck yeah. Like, protect yourself. Now, is this an odd – be like, I'm going to carry around this boomerang. Well, that's weird. Why wouldn't you just carry a bear mace, or why wouldn't you just carry a taser, or a small handgun? You know, like anything, like you know, I mean, it's just odd to have a flamethrower. I think.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. It's just like the oddest thing. Somebody looked at that and went, "Oh my god, look how big I made this flame!" And somebody went, "Flamethrower for self protection." Like that's the idea that popped in his head, not like emergency fire starter in case you're going camping.
Yes.
You know, you stay 3 feet away from your fire. The flame is so big, you know, you won't get burned. No, that's can we scald another human being with this?
Can we weaponize this?
Yeah, let's sell it.
Can we weaponize this in any way possible? See, that's a problem. When something good comes out or something cool, they always somebody finds a way to weaponize it. Like, I'm sure some people think this show is cool, but they're probably torturing people with it overseas somewhere.
That's right. And at first of all, like, we had natural butter, and now we have, I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it, no. And Fabio, he promoted that.
Yeah, see, two things that are incredibly fake.
Fabio is real, goddammit. His butter may not be. Remember the "can't believe it's not butter" spray?
Yeah,
I mean, his commercials. I can't believe it's not butter spray. it's like it came in like a Windex bottle. It's like, what the fuck is this? Anyway, how do we get the Fabio spraying butter on?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Okay, let's move on to the next story.
Okay.
All right, so. We've all made road trips to go see bands that we want to see, right? Concerts.
Yeah, of course.
Huh? Right. Okay. Well, this headline might interest you. Doofy teenager loses car for 3 days, and parents find it after online appeal.
Doofy?
Yeah, that was the parents' description.
Is it because I know the Doofy reminds me of, remember that movie? It was a Scream spoof called Scary Movie.
Yeah, Doofy.
Officer Doofy.
Well, an absent-minded teenager has been reunited with his car after 3 days after forgetting where he parked it. All right. So after searching for about a day,
right,
he gave up and he had to call his parents to say, "I can't find the car where I parked it." The 19-year-old from Syracuse, New York, had made the 250-mile journey to where, Rob?
Here. Where are they? Did he come here?
He went to Toronto.
Yes. Okay, I was going to say they're pretty close to Syracuse.
Right, to see Metallica play on the, when they were playing their Sunday night gig.
Of course.
Okay, so he parked, and I've honestly, I've parked downtown Toronto plenty of times. The parking garages all look the same. The streets, if you don't really take a picture of where you are, you can get lost. It's happened to me once.
Well, also, too, we should say our parking garages in Toronto, they're like, it's like a subterranean, like it's all interconnected. So you can park under one building and then walk a few blocks underground and pop up somewhere, and you have no idea.
Yeah, some of them are like that. Yeah, yeah.
There's no distinguishing landmark going, oh, I parked here. Oh, there's a CN Tower. I parked under the CN Tower. Well, guess what? Toronto, everybody fucking parked under the CN Tower. Don't use that one.
Yeah. They said that but at the end of the heavy metal concert, he couldn't remember where he had parked his blue-green Nissan Verda sedan. So he spent a fruitless night walking around the Canadian city trying to find the garage where he left his car. At first, he was like, I just forgot where I parked. It's not a big deal, but eventually he started thinking, I may never see my car again.
I'm in Canada.
It's a big city, man. Well, he's from New York, but this is a big city. You lose your car.
Yeah, but Syracuse, New York is no Toronto, Ontario. No,
you're right. He admitted defeat, called his parents. So then he basically ended up by going back to the U.S. I guess he hopped on a bus or something. They called the Toronto police, and then they made a public appeal on Craigslist offering a reward. And the title said, our doofy son parked the car in an indoor garage, first floor, slightly lower basement level, but the garage cannot be located now. Please respond with photos with the car's specific locations and instructions to claim the reward. According to the Ever, the only nearby landmarks Strickland could recall were a Starbucks. Oh, boy, you're in trouble. A building site. Well, I got news for you. There's always construction downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
And possibly a bank. Again, on every corner.
Yeah, especially downtown Toronto. It's the financial capital of Canada. Like, it's, yeah. Oh, fuck.
And a strange spiral outdoor structure.
Yeah. The only thing close to me was a hot dog vendor, a Tim Hortons, a very polite gentleman, and a hockey player, a guy in a hockey jersey. Oh, fuck.
People wearing a blue maple leaf jersey were walking around.
Oh, wow. That narrows it down then. Clearly.
So they, fortunately for the there was a Toronto resident who responded to the plight, set out to search for the car. She found it shortly after midnight on Thursday. After receiving the news, he got back on a bus to Toronto, picked up the vehicle. Amid a blaze of publicity, of course, he referred to it as one big oops. He was on the news. It was all kinds of stuff. She got a $100 reward and a $100 donation to charity of her choice. Okay. She presented him with a map of Toronto for his next visit.
Yay! And you see, that's what happens when you come to Toronto and you leave your car behind. You did that in Detroit? Shit, you wouldn't... No way you'd have your car. Like,
are you kidding? By the end of the concert, you'd have no wheels left on the damn thing.
Yeah, actually, you would get a response. Hey, come get your car. I got it right here. And then they would probably...
Yeah, we'll get your car. We'll get your doors over there. Three blocks down is your hood. Yeah. Four blocks that way has your... Yeah, there's an assembly fee. Assembly fee?
What? It's just funny. Like, you can actually do that. Like, you just, like, put a... Especially in the Toronto, the biggest city in Canada, you can be just like, oh, yeah, I forgot my car. Oh, hang on there. Eh? We'll just go on the website and we'll fucking... Hey, anybody see this kid's car? Oh, yeah, I did, eh? Okay, right on. Yeah, come get it. We're good. Like, nowhere else on the planet could you fucking do that. You'd be like, you're an idiot. Fuck you. You lose. Like...
Yeah, every other city would be telling him to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Right? But not any other city. Any other city in this country, they'd be like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem, eh? You know, just this country as a whole. From Vancouver to the East Coast, they'd be like, oh, get in the car, man. We'll go look for your car. I saw it was the 150th. Well, this year's 150th anniversary, of Canada, right?
Yeah, of Confederation, yeah.
Of Confederation. So, you know, Canada's 150th birthday. And I saw they were asking all these different actors and all that to say something for, you know, to Canada. And I don't remember who it was, but he said, how do you tell 150 rough, tough Canadians to get out of the pool?
Oh.
Can you get out of the pool, please?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, no problem. No problem, bud.
Oh, sure, eh?
Oh, sure, no problem, buddy.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so you know what? I think on that Canadian note, we should wrap it up for the week.
Okay, well let's do some housekeeping since we're
we'll get this over done real quick. Can you tell the good people where they can find us on the Twitters?
On the Twitters, they can find us at Roman Pod and Cast.
And yourself?
They can find me on Twitters, Instagram, Snapchat, at Roman Citizens. And yourself?
You can find me on Twitter at Robert MM Cass and on Instagram at Cass1973. And don't forget to check us out on www.romanpodcast.com for all your show needs. We have a little merch thing on there. We also got the networks we're on, the Tangible Network, the EMC Podcast Network. Really cool stuff on both those. They're just amazing. Also, if you have any tasty nudes or any comments of any sort, if you have any tasty nudes, you can send them to Roman at the romanpodcast@gmail.com, or if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me. Happily married man with a baby in the house, you can send them to me, care of Rob, romanpodcast@gmail.com. also, don't forget our review reach around. If you want to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to iTunes, or wait, correction, they're calling it Apple Podcast now.
Really?
Yeah, there's a difference or something. There's Apple, but it's changed. But either way, wherever you're listening to the show, give it, rate and review the show, and it just helps the show get seen more, you know, and gives exposure, because we get those little charts and we climb up the ranks. So, other than that, there's not too much. We did the review reach round, did the tasty nudes, did the website.
Five star flamethrower reach round. Give us a five-star flamethrower. Well,
we're not going to ask for five stars, but either way.
Yes, we are. Give us a five-star. I want a five-star.
Well, you can give Roman 5 stars. I'll be happy with any star reach around, actually. I'm not too picky when it comes to my reach arounds. I'm just happy to be there. Anyway, on that note, until next time, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
This is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grolix Podcast. Hey, Roman Podcast listeners, did you know Robert was actually on our show once? Yeah, he's a nerd.
He buys comics every Wednesday.
He sends us pictures of these comics. What kind of deal is this? They get tasteful nudes and tasty nudes. We get comic book pictures. We get new Comic Wednesdays pictures. I don't know which one of us is getting the better deal.
It's true.
By the way, we talk about comics, and if you go to GrolixPodcast.com, you'll hear us do that. GrolixPodcast.com. It's GrawlixPodcast.com.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangible Network? That's right. Go check out tangiblenetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiblenetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.